This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden says people who've been demonstrating against the war in Gaza on college campuses have a right to peaceful protest, but he says order must prevail. NPR's Deepa Chivram reports Biden's remarks today are the first time the president has made more than passing comments about the widespread protests around the country.
The White House has been issuing statements on the protests that took place at Columbia University in New York and at other schools, but President Biden himself hadn't addressed the issue directly. His comments come as Republicans have been criticizing Biden over campus unrest. Biden says the right to peacefully protest is protected, but destroying property is against the law.
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
The president stresses there is no place for racism and hate in America, including anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab or Palestinian Americans. Deepa Chivram, NPR News.
The Justice Department and Google are presenting closing arguments in the landmark monopoly trial. As NPR's Derek Kerr reports, the case concerns whether Google abused its power to secure its place as the world's top search engine.
Over the next 2 days, the Justice Department will tell a federal judge Google is an illegal monopoly. And attorneys for Google will argue the tech behemoth simply has the best search engine. The closing arguments are the culmination of a 10-week trial over Google's dominance of the search engine market. Witness testimony showed Google pays phone makers, like Apple, billions of dollars a year for exclusive agreements. Those deals ensure Google's search engine is the default on people's phones and computers. The judge will issue a decision in the coming months. If Google wins, its business practices will likely stay the same. And if the government wins, Google could be sanctioned with anything from fines to a breakup of the company. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits held steady last week. It also reported a slowdown in productivity growth. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Productivity rose just 0.3% in the first 3 months of the year, less than forecasters had expected. Output for each hour of work was up 2.9% from a year ago. Productivity readings bounce around a lot, but the trend over time matters. When workers are more productive, they can earn higher wages without putting upward pressure on prices.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Tens of thousands of motorists are dealing with the headache of having a major East Coast North-South artery essentially shut down today. A fiery morning crash involving a car, a tractor-trailer, and a fuel-laden tanker truck has left both sides of I-95 near Norwalk, Connecticut, closed to traffic. While there are no serious injuries, it's not clear how long it will take to reopen the highway. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 322 points today. This is NPR. Testimony resumed today in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. A lawyer who negotiated several of the deals recounting what he called gallows humor reaction to Trump's 2016 election victory and the realization he might have played some role in helping that to happen. Keith Davidson is a key witness because he represented a porn star and Playboy model who were both paid to stay quiet about their claims of sexual encounters with Trump. The focus of the trial is not so much on the payments, but on allegations Trump and his organization falsified business records to cover them up. State and local police in Georgia are now required to identify and detain people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally when accused of a crime. Emily Wu Pearson of member station WABE reports the governor says the bill became a top priority after an undocumented Venezuelan migrant was arrested in the killing of a young woman at the University of Georgia.
The state's new law also creates harsher punishments for municipalities that don't cooperate with federal immigration officers and requires law enforcement to provide detailed reports of immigrants who end up in jail. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has already sent National Guard troops to the border and said that and state-level immigration enforcement are necessary as he sees the Biden administration's immigration policies as a failure. Immigrant rights advocates are protesting throughout the week. They say the laws will lead to racial profiling. For NPR News, I'm Emily Wu Pearson in Atlanta.
Crude oil futures prices move slightly lower today. Big sell-offs earlier in the week, though weakening global demand continues to weigh on prices. Oil down 5 cents a barrel to $78.95 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.